Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. So the AI startup Anthropic is in the headlines once again. This isn't even, I think, a week after they've just secured their $4 billion commitment from AWS, which, to be fair, is not just like a, it wasn't really just a straight up $4 billion commitment. I think it was $1.6 billion. That they'll give them up front, and then the rest is like AWS has the option of investing up to $4 billion. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And I think maybe the uncertainty around that is kind of what's pushing Anthropic to go and look for other funding. I think the potential deal they're working on right now kind of spotlights this like prevailing enthusiasm among tech leaders to kind of stake their claim on Silicon Valley's AI sector. This is obviously a hot sector, and Anthropic is one of the biggest players in this space. So a lot of people are just essentially trying to make safe bets by just betting on who's already raised the most money, who's kind of already the most far ahead, not taking some of the risky bets on earlier stage companies. Now, I think what's really interesting that we've all found out by analyzing the market recently is there's recently some charts that came out kind of showing who invested at what point in Instacart's shares. So the winners from Instacart, because of course it just went public, and so kind of after it goes public and you see where the final stocks fall and where everything ends, that's kind of like the official market valuation for Instacart. And then you can kind of look back at all of their different funding rounds and see who invested, how much they invested, and so how much everyone made. So pretty much what we found from Instacart is that early investors, of course, seed, Series A, Series B, these people were all winners. As the round started to go more and more forward, and you got into what's called growth stage rounds, where essentially the company's already kind of grown. We see it has a product market fit, it's getting some mass adoption, and they're just raising money to help them exponentially grow faster. All of those rounds after the IPO price gave it its final valuation actually were down. So people like SoftBank, people like Tiger Global, some of these massive companies came in, invested a ton of money for growth rounds, and they actually lost money on this thing. So I'm interested to see, you know, how that same strategy is going to be playing out with some of these AI deals like we see with Anthropic here, as they're just raising more and more, you know, billions and billions more. If the people putting money in today, putting billions into Anthropic today, are going to have the same fate as kind of this whole Instacart growth round investors. So while the valuation for Anthropic hasn't been locked down as of now, I think insiders familiar with the matter on this current kind of round of funding that they're trying to do, apparently remained anonymous, which of course is always, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt when you got anonymous insiders. but they've hinted that the valuation could be around $30 billion, a number that initially was mentioned by some tech news platforms, specifically The Information, which kind of they have often The Information has inside scoops on all of these new AI companies. They've had a lot of, you know, successful, accurate scoops on OpenAI, for example, and some other players in the space. So, you know, still take it with a grain of salt when there's an anonymous source. But in any case, if Anthropic does manage to seal the deal on this funding round, I think it's going to underscore the huge momentum behind startups specializing in the creation of foundational models, right? Not just people building AI tools on top of them, but the actual foundational models themselves. I think these models, of course, known for their capability to pretty much suck in a ton of data, essentially what ChatGPT is doing, they're then, you know, spit out and used for tons of different tools. People use them for, you know, essentially integrate them into all of these different AI startups that we see today. So I think very cool. However, they do come with a very hefty price tag in terms of operations. So because of this, startups in this space, including Anthropic and of course OpenAI, are always, it seems, on the lookout for more, you know, fuel to feed the giant money pile that is training these AI models. So I think their kind of quest for capital right now isn't just a startup story. I think big tech behemoths are also not kind of sitting by. Earlier this year, Google's parent company Alphabet put $450 million into Anthropic. Amazon's involvement in Anthropic doesn't stop at funding. They've also stepped up as the startup's main cloud computing supplier. And I think that's actually why Amazon and AWS gave Anthropic like the $4 billion deal, or, you know, $1.6 billion deal. Is because they wanted them to come onto AWS to do all their computing, so they kind of knew they'd get some of that money back. So really, they're kind of offering them chips. So not to be outdone, Microsoft has committed another, or I think earlier this year, sorry, Microsoft committed, of course, $10 billion to OpenAI. So really, a lot of these big players are backing these startups to, you know, very large sums of money. So I think the kind of unwavering interest from Anthropic's corporate allies in championing it is very evident. However, I would say that some sources are suggest that sealing this new deal might hinge on the participation of major financial institutions. So particularly Wall Street or some of the dominant venture capital firms. And these kind of partners would definitely play a pivotal role in finalizing the company's valuation and kind of spearheading the round. However, a lot of these firms at the same time right now have been struggling to raise, you know, fresh rounds of funding when we're talking about some of the big venture capital firms. So they tend to be a little bit slower right now. Honestly, I hear they are making plays, they are making investments. But when I'm hearing a lot of these like huge plays into this AI space, it's coming from like Microsoft, Google, Amazon. It's coming from big tech companies that are profitable, that are, or, you know, generating a lot of revenue that can put money into these things. So as a little background, established back in 2021 by a bunch of different OpenAI alumni, Anthropic has been growing really fast. And I think, you know, it definitely is coming out with some good products. It has Claude, which I personally use because you can put like huge like chunks of text. You can like get it to print. You upload pretty much an entire PDF to Claude, like of a book, like a, you know, 100-page book, and ask it questions about it, and it'll be able to pull stuff out. So like that's very, very cool. I think it's not just about efficiency. It's also kind of crafted to have a human touch, is what they say. Really, it's like kind of like a super safe personal bot. That's like what Claude and Anthropic's like idea is. In any case, I think only time is going to tell if Anthropic's, you know, impressive fundraising journey is going to realize its full potential. But I think it's clear that this AI gold rush right now is far from over. If they're going and looking for another $2 billion, this is a very hot area. A lot of people are going to be looking at it. So definitely a very interesting company to follow.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for joining me on the OpenAI podcast. It would mean the world to me if you would rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.